The Oklahoma and Arizona were attacked in such a way.
One bomb in the Arizona went down through a stack and down into her magazines, and her magazines exploded. That's what sent her down.
So that was kind of like the heart of the ship.
Any one of us who got bombs got into the magazines, you're in trouble. That's why ships are built with an iron box. And inside that box is the engine rooms and the fire rooms and the magazines. That box is made up of 14-inch iron. It's to protect all those vital parts of the ship.
When you say they're magazines, what do you mean magazines?
A magazine is a compartment that munitions are stored in. And when you need them on topside, they hoist to the topside to their guns. That's the magazines. They have 5-inch shells, 6-inch shells, and 14-inch shells, bags of powder, all in the magazines. When we need them, there's people that man the magazines and send it up by the hoist, the top side.
So that bomb hit and just blew up all that ammunition. Then talk to us about the Oklahoma. That, too, could not survive the attack.
No. Well, she got hit with 6 torpedoes and just tore her hell out of her port side. She kept over.
Yeah.
Rolled over.
Why didn't the same thing happen to the USS Nevada?
One torpedo went underneath us, and one hit us. But in the Oklahoma, they had 6 of them. 6 torpedo planes were hitting them. But you see, the Oklahoma was a hell of a lot different position. I got pictures of that. I'll show you Battleship Row and show you where the torpedoes come down. Torpedo airplanes came in. That's why the Oklahoma got so many. Well, the West Virginia got 4 of them, too.
How many torpedoes do you think were shot at the USS Nevada?
2. 1 missed and 1 hit.
That was it?
Yeah. The Arizona didn't get any torpedoes.
You stayed with the USS Nevada then until it got back to Bremerton, Washington. And then what happens to you?
Well, I stayed there and worked on the ship, tore it apart, put it back together, and worked with the shipyard workers. And then we were building up a crew, and they all stayed on the beach, on barracks buildings. And we had training sessions with the crew and putting the ship back together.
Well, I'm telling you, your story is absolutely admirable. And anybody who hears your story has got to admire it and say thank you for what you did in 3 wars. And now I find out in Iraq, too. So yeah. You were actually in 4 wars.
That's right.
We're in total awe, and we salute you for what you did.
I appreciate that.